Filmmaker Neil LaBute tells the stories of people who cast ethics aside in an all-out battle of the sexes. His latest production is The Shape of Things, first a play, now a movie. Our reviewer, Bob Mondello, found a film that's clever and cruel.
Adam is a pudgy, socially inept undergrad who's working as a museum guard when he spots a very attractive art student named Evelyn on the wrong side of a velvet rope. "You've crossed the line," he tells her, a comment that pretty much sums up her intentions. She's there to deface one prominent statue's fig leaf with a can of red spray paint. But she wonders if maybe Adam wouldn't like her phone number first. Not being the type girls usually come on to, he would like it, except neither of them has a pen.
"Give me the jacket."
That's my own. That's not part of the uniform. That's mine."
"Good. Then you'll always have it on you."
"Great."
Adam leaves, Evelyn does her number on the statue, and then after he calls her, she starts doing a number on him too, one he's definitely not discouraging. In no time, they're a couple, the art student and her clay, as it were, with her urging him on as he gains confidence, loses weight, and makes enough other changes that his best friend's fiancée, Jenny, can't help commenting.
"Getting cuter by the day. What is that girl doing to you?"
"Lots. She's amazing, really."
"What happened to your glasses? Are you wearing..." "No, Adam, are those contacts?"
"Yep, contacts."
"Oh my God. This from the former tape around the nose thingy champion."
"Well, that was only for like a week, that one time."
"I know, but still, you gotta admit."
"I do. It's great. I feel better."
"Better. You're like this totally hot guy now."
Now, at about this point, if you know Neil LaBute is the writer, you'll start getting nervous. Even in Nurse Betty, which he directed from someone else's script, there was psychological danger lurking around every corner. And this time, LaBute's taste for emotional brutality has a biblical edge. Not for nothing are his main characters named Adam and Evelyn. As with his other scripts, LaBute is also dealing with issues, in this case, the limits of art, of morality, and of friendship, limits that are being stretched to the breaking point even before Evelyn peeks into Adam's journal and finds a reference there to Jenny.
"You're right next to someone known as Cute Waitress."
"Why is that? I mean, Adam?"
"You're not.
Something about a meeting and a drive after and your cute little V-dub."
"What are you saying?
You know,
Jenny,
what? It's getting pretty late.
No,
I really
don't
need
go.
To get...
Why are you doing this?"
"I just want to talk about the kiss. You know, why can't we do that?"
"This is inappropriate, okay?"
"Did you tell him?" No. He didn't. Philip did. We met and he told me all about it. The rest I got from Loveaboy's
daughter." "She's making that up. She's..."
"Wait, Philip told you about our talk? What else did he tell you?"
"Lots of things. He's a very chatty guy when you wind him up."
The performances, from shape-shifting Paul Rudd as Adam to vulnerable Gretchen Mol as Jenny and flinty Rachel Weisz as Evelyn, were all honed on the stage in London and New York and are natural enough to partly obscure the fact that these folks are essentially walking props, illustrations in an argument that was more surprising when the author made it in the Company of Men. 5 films later, it's hard not to expect charges of assault to follow every kiss in a LaBute drama. Still, credit the author with a genuinely startling twist in his final reel, and credit the actors with keeping things unpredictable as the true shape of The Shape of Things reveals itself. I'm Bob Mondello.